we've had some pretty intense days this summer, and while maybe those 47-degree-plus days are behind us, I hope, summer still has a way to go, and we are definitely this weekend looking at a pretty hot and sunny couple of days. And that means, of course, that as it always is in Sydney, it's the season for sun smart tips. But not just you and I need to take care of ourselves during the Sydney summer season. You've got to look after the furry family members as well. Now, Lara Shannon is a dog trainer, and she's the co-host of Pooches at Play on Channel 10. Lara, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, I would like to think that we're all acutely aware that you can't keep a dog in a locked car. I mean, we still hear some horrifying tales of that. But I was quite surprised to learn that dogs can actually get sunburnt and even skin cancer.
Yes, dogs need to slip, slop and slap just like we do.
That's amazing.
particularly, you know, the white breeds, those with very little hair or thin hair, and pretty much all dogs really on their nose as well. So there is actually doggy sunscreen out there, or some good natural zinc, human zinc, will do the job as well. Putting it on their nose, on their ears, and if they are prone to a bit of sunbathing, which we know some dogs love to do, rubbing a bit into their belly as well. But that's why it's important to get a natural one, because they might lick some of it off at the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's a very good call on that one. Look, I think the other thing is people often think, oh, look, the dog's quite hot. Let's head outside and get a bit of fresh air. But that can be quite stressful on little paws, can't it?
It can. I see this all the time. People walking their dog on a really hot day. And what we need to remember, if we can't hold our hand down for longer than 5 seconds without having to pull it away on the concrete, then our dogs definitely should not be walking on there. Yeah, because their feet can blister really easily, burns their pads, and then you'll see them licking, and it just goes on and on. So it's really important to keep them off those hot pavements, and either on the grass if you insist on going out in the really hot days, but ideally, you know, going out in the morning or the evening.
Now, we talk about sort of animals and heat stress. What are some of the signs people should be looking for if, you know, maybe it started as a nice trip to the park, got a bit energetic for the weather?
Yes, look, you know, we know dogs pant to cool themselves down because they can't sweat. So it's kind of when it starts to get a bit excessive and goes on for a while and they're just not showing any signs of it slowing down, then it's time to take some notice. And, you know, they might start getting a little bit wheezing even. We might sort of notice starting to dribble. Their gums can go red if they're suffering from heat stroke, and even their eyes can go a bit bloodshot. If it really does start that they start to really, you know, rapidly breathe, and you notice some of those other signs, and if they even start to vomit, then it is time to consider they might have heat stroke. Now, first of all, get a bit of room temperature water, and put it under their bellies and offer them some to drink, cooling them down under their bellies, but not ice cold, because that'll sort of send the system into overdrive. And if it's still, you know, if they're really starting to stagger and they're not looking well at all, then definitely get them to the vets, because our pets can overheat very quickly.
Yeah, and it is better safe than sorry in that scenario, isn't it?
Exactly.
Now, you said not iced water, but I know a lot of people who love popping a couple of ice blocks in a water bowl. Is that still okay?
That's fine. If you've got, you know, if your dog's doing fine and it's just got the ice cubes in there to hit the water cool, that's no problem. It's just really when they're in a state. It's like us, really. If we were in a state of shock or something, imagine someone giving you or splashing you with freezing cold ice water, it'd probably send you over the edge, really. So it's much the same. It's just about cooling it down, but in a controlled way without sending their system into a complete shock.
Now, I know over the weekend we're looking at temperatures getting up well into the mid-30s around some parts of Sydney. If you do want to head out with your puppy, is there a better time of the day to do it? Should you be looking at earlier rather than later?
Of course, same with us, and, you know, being out in the sun, it's before 10 a.m. and after 4 p.m. to give your dogs a walk. But look, in some places I know, you know, here in Melbourne where I am, 4 o'clock is the hottest part of our day. So it really does depend where you live. So the morning is always good. They get their walk out of the way and then they're happy just to laze around for the rest of the day.
Now, and just quickly to the end, it's not only the sun that can be a bit of a hassle. I know ticks are a big problem this time of year.
Yes, they are, and we really need to be mindful, because some of them can actually kill very quickly as well. So if you have been out in grass areas or your area is prone to ticks, you do need to keep an eye out, regularly check. I mean, even daily is a good idea, just to check your dog's skin, see if there's anything embedded in there. If you need to make sure you get them out completely, if you don't know how to do that, again, take them to the vet or someone that does know, and, you know, look for those signs, and if you do suspect it, that they're one of those things that you do not want to wait and see what happens.
So, again, better safe than sorry. Just get into it straight away.
Always.
Always. Lara Shannon, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Nick. Have a good day.
You too. Lara Shannon there, co-host at Pooches at Play, which is on Channel 10, and of course a professional dog trainer as well.